Hi everyone, this is Dean Crisp, your host for Straight Talk on Leadership. Excited about this week's lesson and this week's podcast. We're going to be talking about simplifying leadership, giving you a simple definition of what leadership is and some tips on how to simplify our acts of leadership so that we can get the most out of ourselves and the most out of our people. So sit back, as we always say, turn up the volume, and let's do this thing and let's enjoy. Hi, I'm Dean Crisp. Welcome to Straight Talk on Leadership. This is what we'd like to say is the no BS zone, where we give you leadership tips, ideas, and practical suggestions to help you become a top leadership performer. Our goal is simple: help you become the best version of yourself and reach your highest potential as a leader. So sit back, turn up the volume, get ready to change your life. Hi, everyone. This is Dean Crisp, your host for Straight Talk on Leadership, and it's so great to be back with you this week. I'm really excited about what we're going to be talking about. We're going to talk about simplifying leadership in just a moment, but I want to thank all of you listeners for listening in to our podcast. Without you, this thing would not be possible. We wouldn't be able to reach the folks that we do, and we wouldn't be able to have the impact that we're having. We're getting a lot of calls, as I say, emails, and texts from folks, and just notes. And when we see people in classes, they're telling us how they're enjoying our podcast. You know, we're trying our very best to bring you the absolute best content. We're trying to keep this content simple. We're trying to keep this content real, trying to keep this content very applicable to your life. And I really enjoy this opportunity for you to take a moment to listen to us and to kind of listen to the things that we're trying to accomplish on Straight Talk on Leadership. You know, Straight Talk on Leadership is a significant part of our Leaders Helping Leaders Network. And you can go to our website on Leaders Helping Leaders Network. It's LHLN.org, and visit some of the things that we're doing. On that, you'll see it's three parts. It's our classrooms. We talk about the classes that we're offering. We've added the Master Trainer course to our Intentional Leadership course track. And we're going to be teaching that in a couple of weeks. And we're really excited about the possibilities that that class has. In that class, we're going to talk about how to be a master presenter. And, you know, a leader really needs to be able to get their points across, their ideas across, their concepts across. And they really need to know how to communicate with folks. And in this course, we're going to be talking about how do you do that effectively and how do you connect to your audience. And if you're a trainer, or if any type of leader that does any type of presentations, and all leaders do presentations, we'd encourage you to join us in that Master Trainer course. Our signature course, which is Intentional Leadership, we offer that all around this great country. I'm getting ready to be in Atlanta next week. And then, you know, when we travel to Atlanta, I always love the folks in DeKalb County and Newton County, Georgia, some really good folks. And then we're scheduled for our Master Trainer. I'll be in West Palm Beach, Florida. I'll be in St. Lucie, Florida. I'll be in Norman, Oklahoma. Just some of the locations we're going to be doing this great class. Look on our website and see if a class is near you. Send some folks to that. And we also want you to hit that subscribe button to this podcast, and that will let you know. We try to drop an episode every week. And in that, we interview folks. We give you content of leadership, and we really think it's helping change your life. Our goal at LHLN is to add value to every single person that we come in contact. Every single person we come in contact, we want to add value. And our audience is part of that. If you've got ideas and suggestions on podcasts and things that you want to hear about in terms of leadership, you know what? Send us an email. Let us know what your thoughts are about that. So thank you very much again for joining. And the second part of our LHLN network is we have a mentoring network. Please click and join and let us know your interest in mentoring or helping other folks. We've created some really good or helped create some really good relationships across this country with folks who have specialties. They sent us emails and said, do you know somebody, like, for example, in K-9? Do you know anybody in K-9 that I can ask some questions to that's been in your class, that's willing to help? And we've set up relationships or helped people set up relationships by simply contacting us, and we connect folks around this country. We've got members who are willing to offer their expertise and to help you as a leader. And, you know, on promotions or whatever it might be, just join that LHLN network. It's also a resource on our network. We have resources. We talk about the 30 guiding principles of use of force by IACP. And we talk about the PERF report. We talk about articles that are relevant in law enforcement. So if you would, just click and subscribe and also join us at LHLN. Today's episode, and I'm really excited to talk about it, is going to be about simplifying leadership. A lot of times we can make leadership really tough, or we can make it harder than it is. But now I want to make sure you understand, leadership is going to be hard. So don't think that I'm trying to give you some easy way to lead. Leadership by nature is going to be difficult. If you really look at leadership, it creates conflict because you're trying to influence people to do things that sometimes they don't really want to do. Sometimes they don't really understand why they're trying to do it. And it makes it difficult sometimes for folks that really want to know the why and all those. When I was preparing today's lesson, I was really thinking about, how do I simplify my leadership? Or when I'm out there trying to actually execute and put leadership into action and make it work, what do I do? How do I simplify leadership? And it reminded me of some quotes that I've read a while back. And one of those quotes is from Albert Einstein. And Albert Einstein says, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. And I think that's such a great quote for us to think about. Albert Einstein, one of the greatest minds of certainly the 20th century, says that if you can't understand something really simply and you can't explain it simply, then you really don't know it. So what we're going to try to do in today's episode is get you to understand leadership from a simple standpoint of, and I'm going to give you three tips and three things that you're able to do that will get you to understand leadership simply, but it will also help you execute your leadership in a simple kind of way. So I have another quote from General Colin Powell, and he says, great leaders are almost always great simplifiers who can cut through arguments, debate, and doubt to offer a solution that everybody can understand. So here we have General Colin Powell, who doesn't take much to understand his important role also in the 20th and 21st century, as a general, but also as a leader, as Secretary of State, and just a great overall leader. And he says you have to be a great simplifier as a leader. So what I'm going to try to do today is to simplify leadership, kind of break it down in a way that you can understand it just, and that I can understand it just in a little more simpler terms, and then execute leadership, if you will. Now, let's start with the definition of leadership. And I've created this definition because leadership is a lot of things. Now, John Maxwell says leadership is just simply influence. And that's a great, simple way of looking at leadership, that leadership is just simply influence. Your ability to get someone to do something and your ability to influence someone is really what leadership is. And let me add my definition to that and not that I think it's any better at all than Maxwell's. Maxwell's is just true. You're a great influencer, and that's so true. But leadership, let me add just something else for you to think about. It's actions, behaviors of the leader designed or expressed. Now, here we go. Designed or expressed mean you design your actions or you express them to motivate people towards a desired outcome. Now, let me say that again. It's actions, behaviors of the leader designed or expressed to motivate people towards a desired outcome. Now, that design means that you actually tell someone to do something. And then the expressed is you imply that. You know, a lot of times we express leadership in things that we imply. We don't really understand that, but, you know, we can give someone a head nod and it generally influences their actions. We can give someone kind of a shake our head no, and it certainly, That's expressed actions. The other designed is you like write it down like a memo or something like that, or an email, or see, those are specifically designed to create actions. And an implied one or an expressed one is, can be your body language, can be, you know, just simple gestures towards people in terms of leadership. So, you know, to simplify it, it's actions, behaviors of a leader designed or expressed to motivate people toward a desired outcome. Now, let's go back to Maxwell's for just a minute and simplify this thing down even more and add his to it. Leadership is just influence. And so what I want you to understand is that you influence people with leadership all day long. You get people to do things all day long. And that's why I like both of those definitions, is because yes, you do influence people, but you get them to actually do stuff that creates a desired outcome, whether it's implied or it's expressed. So let's talk about these three components that really help you create leadership in a simple way. So if you want to simplify your leadership, there's three things that you have to understand that are going to influence people every single day in terms of what your leadership is and the direction you want them to go. The first thing is the why you're getting them to do it. It's kind of like the why is the compass, you know, and then we're going to explain that in more detail in just a moment, but the why. Just understanding the why creates action out of people. If they understand why you're trying to get them to do something, it automatically influences them towards a direction. The second one is the foundations of your leadership, meaning your skills. Like, what skills do I have? Am I able to communicate with people? Am I a good listener? Do I have knowledge? You know, am I someone who connects with people? Those are all skills. So the why of understanding you're doing it, the foundations, and then third is the actions. Means exactly what that says. It means it's, do we inspire people? Do we manipulate people? Do we motivate them internally, externally? You know, what actions occur? What are our actions as a leader that absolutely influence others? You know, do we lead by example? Do we do those things? So let's recap those, or let's talk about those just a moment. It's our why. It's the direction. It gives them, it's the compass of how that simplifies and creates actions towards others. It's our foundation. It's the skill sets. Do we have those? And then it's the actions. What actually occurs? What do we do that creates actions out of others? So let's talk about that for just a moment. And let's go back to the why. And one of the most important components of leadership is that we create ownership. And when we begin to create ownership with people, they will begin to act in a way that is totally different than what we have generally seen out of people who don't take ownership. Now, that just means that people who own things, they are more committed, they have more buy-in, they are more directed, and they're more focused. So when you create ownership with a person, you are actually getting them to do it because they believe in it, because they understand it, or because they desire to do it now, because they're not just being told to do it. All of us recognize that generationally, leadership has changed tremendously over the last 10 years. It's changed over the last 5 years. It's changed over the last year in terms of what people that we lead require out of their leader. People no longer will do things because you simply tell them to do it. Now, they may do that act while you're watching, and they may do that act while they're being made to do it, but the second they get, or you look away, or the second they get a chance to not do it, they're going to stop doing it. And we can't afford that in our workplaces. We can't afford that in our communities. We can't afford that and things we're trying to get accomplished in our organizations. We have to get people to buy into what we're trying to do. And you think about this, ownership creates a lot of things with employees. It creates this desire to stay with the organization. It gives them a reason, if you will, to stay with the organization. So when you explain the why, people buy in. When you explain the why, or when you give them a compass point, They kind of understand where they're going. And directionally, people like to know where they're starting from and then where they tend to be going. And explaining the why really kind of gives that for people. So when we talk about explaining the why, the importance goes a little bit deeper in the fact that it's kind of like the purpose and meaning. You're actually taking the purpose and meaning of what you're doing, and then you're transferring that to the employer and transferring that to the person you're trying to direct in terms of leadership. Is you're actually getting them to believe the same thing that you are. So the why is extremely important for them to understand why you're trying to do something. And that simplifies leadership. When you explain the why, you don't have to do a bunch of other stuff in terms of motivation, because you connect to the internal or the intrinsic motivation. Daniel Pink in his book Drive talked about two levels of motivation. He says intrinsic, which are things that they believe in, things they enjoy doing. They'll do it for no pay. They'll do it because they like doing it. And the extrinsic things, they do it for the reward. In other words, the money or the certificate or for recognition or whatever it is that you might get. And so when you drive employees with external recognition, you're constantly having to give them something for their effort. When you get employees motivated with intrinsic motivation, then they will do it and just believe the same things you do. So if you explain the why and you get them to understand the why of leadership or what you're trying to get them to accomplish, then you can simplify leadership in a major way. Now, foundationally, let's talk about some foundational skills. That's number two. That's the second part of simplifying your leadership. If you have good foundational skill sets, if you can communicate, if you can listen, if you treat people with respect, and you have knowledge, or you're able to figure out through your experience, those are foundational components of leadership. If you can do those things, you will simplify leadership by using those types of tools in kind of a simplified manner, if you will. So when you talk about simplifying your leadership, understanding your foundational skill sets. Now, let me run down some foundational skill sets for you right quickly. Now, I'm going to give you 10 that just really quickly, and I already give you several others, and some of these may be a little bit redundant when I talked about, but honesty, integrity, those are foundational components. Having confidence, having the ability to inspire others. You have to be committed. Folks want people to be committed. You got to be a good communicator. You have to be able to make decisions. You have to be held accountable. You have to be able to delegate. You have to be creative. And then one of the last ones is you have to be empathetic. You have to show empathy for people. So those create foundational skill sets, if you will, that really help you as a leader. When you can put those skill sets into action, you'd be surprised how quickly things will get done. So when we talk about foundation skill sets, that's a great list of them right there for you. Now let's talk about actions, the actions of a leader. So if I were to ask you this, there's two types of leadership. There's two styles of leadership. Now there's many other ones but I'm going to talk about two styles of leadership. There's either inspiring our employees or manipulating. And here's the difference. When I inspire someone, I create the desire within them to make the change or to do the action in which we're trying to get them to do. So simplifying leadership, when we have a desired outcome or we're trying to influence someone, if I can influence them from the inside out, then my leadership becomes much more simplified. I don't have to waste a lot of time following behind them and making sure they're doing everything. My micromanaging, if we all say we're not micromanagers, but let's be honest, we generally tend to be micromanagers at times. And you don't need to do those things if you inspire people from the inside out. Most of us who are in leadership positions, we make our leadership so much harder because we begin to inspire people from outside in, meaning believe that this is what's best for the organization. And we all say those things, or believe this is what best just because I say so. You'll see the results later. You just trust me, believe me. So when you look at leadership, it's best to inspire motivation from inside out instead of outside in. And another one is lead by example. Our leadership actions, when people see us do some of those things and people see us lead by example, they begin to understand the importance of our people. Now, I remember a story about a police chief that had just taken over an organization, and he'd only been there for a few months. And you talk about lead by example. One of the message of this police chief was that he wanted to make sure that people were first. And in other words, let's take care of our people, and then, you know, everything else will take care of itself. Well, in being police chief, you have a choice of what kind of cars you can either purchase for yourself through the organization or drive. I mean, you have a whole fleet of cars you can take. And this particular police chief knew that they had an issue with the cars, and there were a number of the people who inside the organization who were driving cars with 200, 300, 400, not even 400, but 200 or 300,000 miles, and they were just in bad shape. So the fleet manager called the police chief up and said, "What car do you want? We've got a brand new Ford Explorer. We've got a brand new Charger. We've got all these new cars that we're getting ready to put on the line. And chief, you can have any of these you want." And this police chief said, "Well, let me ask you a question. Who's driving the worst car in the fleet?" And the fleet manager was pretty surprised at that and said, "Well, chief, you know, we do have some pretty bad cars, and we just haven't been able to replace them, and we're getting ready to replace them. But we've got some pretty bad cars." And he said, "Well, just tell me who's driving the one that we're not going to replace with a new car. Who's going to have the worst car that's left that we're not replacing?" And so he told him there was this individual who had been there for a number of years, and he just wasn't due one, but he had a lot of miles on his car. And the chief said, "Well, whatever new car you're going to give me, give him, and I'll take his car." Now, you might think that's kind of hokey, or that's kind of, you know, something that a lot of chiefs wouldn't do. But what message did he send? What was his actions? He sent the message is, "I'm telling you that people are the most important component of our organization. And instead of going out and getting a brand new Crown Vic, or not Crown Vic, you know, that shows the date and my age a little bit, but a brand new Charger or a brand new Ford Explorer," he decides to take the worst car in the fleet that's left they weren't going to replace. And he takes that car, and then he drives that car for a year. And then when they are able to replace it again, then he hands down another car. What's he telling people? He's telling them, when I tell you that people are our most important resource, he's proven that leading by example. And do we lead by example? That is so important when it comes to our actions as a leader. Another important component out of our actions are connection. Do we connect with our people? Do they believe the same things that we do? You know, I do an exercise in the classroom a lot called "Like Me or Not Like Me." And you got to think for a moment about how our brain works. The second you see someone, you kind of look at them and you say, are they like me or are they not like me? Now, if they're like me, then what tends to happen is that you have kind of this instantaneous connection. That's why family members who sit around and visit with each other, they tend to immediately, they don't need to reestablish rapport because the person they're visiting with is family members and they're like them. And all of a sudden conversations pick up and you think, man, it's like we've never left each other. Even though you might not have seen them in 4 or 5 years or whatever it is, conversation picks right back up. And why is that? Because you instantly connect with them because they're like you. And when you're in a leadership position, you have to get people to believe your actions actually have to get the people to believe that you're like them. And that example of that police chief and using that car example is a great example of, you know, how are they like me? And so you need to make sure that you connect. So let's recap for just a second on leadership. Now, we want to simplify our leadership. We want to make sure that our leadership for us is simple. One of the things that I talk to leaders about continually is stop making leadership hard on yourself. You're not simplifying the things you need to do to make leadership simple. So when you look at Albert Einstein and he says, if you can't explain it simple enough and you don't understand it simple, you just don't understand it. And you talk about Colin Powell, he says, a great leader is a great simplifier. And that's really true. How many of you out there, to include myself, have spent so many days fighting our own self within our leadership? We fight our own selves because we don't make leadership simple. We really complicate the matter. We don't make it simple because we don't do those things that we just talked about. We don't explain the why. We don't have those foundational skill sets that are not good that can help us. And we don't do the actions that we need to do to make sure that people follow us and they connect with us and that we motivate them intrinsically, not extrinsically. You know, I've spent many years struggling with trying to figure out how to be the best leader possible. Well, folks, being the best leader possible starts with simplifying your leadership. Use those three things: understanding the why, explaining the why, create those foundational skills, empathy, accountability, decision-making, good communicator, ability to inspire, confidence, you know, knowledge, all those things. Use those foundational components of leadership and then let our actions show that we're great simplifiers when it comes to leadership. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this leadership simplification podcast. I hope it helps you. I hope it's add value to you. I hope that you will go out and use these tools that we try to give you every week to become the best version of yourself. We want to hear from you. We thank you so much for joining us. Hit that subscribe button and join our leadership podcast and what we talk about, straight talk on leadership. At LHLN, we believe in one thing. We want to share the growth. We want you to share the growth with us. And we believe that leadership rocks. Until next time, folks, thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to the Straight Talk on Leadership podcast with Dean Crisp. Be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or Spotify so that you do not miss a future episode. Also, please visit our website, www.lhln.org, where you can find the show notes, links provided by our guests, and learn more about the Leaders Helping Leaders Network and our upcoming classes. Until our next episode in the No BS Zone, be sure to put your leadership into action every day. Thank you for listening.